At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Crown Point Overlook in New Zealand, just outside of Queenstown. The news that I've been following of late has to do with TikTok and everyone talking about how it is a government spy program and it needs to be banned. For those of you who've been watching me for a while, you know I'm a relatively laissez-faire kind of guy for most things, but there are exceptions. This is absolutely one. Under law in China, any company, not an information company, not an internet company, not a social media company, any company has to cooperate with their intelligence services for any reason, at any time, in whatever way the Chinese government requires. So technically, every Chinese company is a security risk, much less one that you put on your phone. And with the technology as it currently exists with TikTok, even if you have the app closed, it's recording everything you do. Bank account information, your cell phone calls, everything. And what happens is the Chinese government, if they have an interest in you, they will go into TikTok and say, I want information about this person in this area, these keywords, that sort of thing. They have to make a very specific request to go into the data and pull it, and TikTok is legally required to cooperate and hand over all the information. So from a security point of view, absolutely TikTok is a threat. But there is a company out there that is at least an order of magnitude worse than TikTok, and it is called Facebook. Because they collect data in exactly the same way, it's just as invasive, but unlike TikTok, where the Chinese government has to then come and choose to go after you, Facebook does the work for them. And they take all of their data from their billion plus users and they break them up into chunks of 10,000 based on what sort of fraud they think, Facebook thinks, you will fall for. A religious scam, an anti-vaxxer scam, a give money to the elderly scam, a save the children scam, whatever it happens to be. And then they take these packets of 10,000 and they go to a place in Germany, they go to a place in Vegas every year where the scammers get together for literal conventions and they market your data. They market your data to these entities. And of course the Chinese government shows up for that. So does the Russian government. So the only way to be safe from these two apps is not simply to delete it off of your phone, but then to go through and do a full system reboot and purge, because even if you have signed out of TikTok or Facebook, it is still collecting the data. You actually have to delete the entire thing after signing out. It's the only way to get it right. So the restrictions on TikTok, I think they're a great idea, and I think they're only the beginning of what we need to do to get our social media space back. All right. That's full of crap. The weather just turned. We got to go. You guys take care.